The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
What is the question you should never have asked someone?
There's a lot of these.
What is the question you should never have asked someone? A listener's wife took some super hot photos for him, but he asked her a question and the answer shocked him to his core. What did she tell him about those pictures? We'll get to that in a second. For now, join us on the Dave and Chuck lines. What's the question you should never have asked someone? 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us at 46969 as well. So here is the email. I brought the wrong email.
Oh, no, Dave.
No, you did not.
That's upsetting.
I can kind of remember the
I can
email.
Remember it. All right.
No,
so
tell me this email. Read it to me.
I know it. Okay. I won't obviously be able to read it word for word. So here's this. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
So this guy, who's been married to this woman for a couple of years, and said it was out of character for her to do anything like this. She's never, like, she won't even flash him a boob.
Okay.
But for his birthday, she took some super hot boudoir photos.
Right.
And not just in lingerie, some were, but some were completely nude.
Yes.
And as a gift, she presented him with all these hot, steamy pics of her.
And he loved it. He said it was super hot.
Blew him away. Couldn't believe she did something like this for him. Yeah. Out of character, but such a turn on. Until he asked her a question.
Well, he let something eat at him, you know? Like, he let something eat at him.
That question was, who took these photos of
him? Oh, boy.
Bad question.
And because he had seen from the photos that she had taken them in their bedroom.
Asked him too many.
So in his mind, it was a hot friend.
Yeah.
That's right? What he was hoping for.
He was hoping that it was one of her hot friends that, you know, volunteered to usher, I'll take those photos for you.
Yep.
And I'm thinking it was a guy.
That's what I would have thought.
Right.
Yeah, I'd have been like, who in the hell took these?
Oh, you know, that guy from work.
Even
if it was like just some photographer creep.
Yeah, I know. Like, that's a thing. No.
Sexier. Be sexier. It's Andy the creepy photographer.
Yeah. Really. Get those legs out like that. Yeah.
Spread them. Oh, wow. No, it was worse. He believes it was worse than any of them. When she said, oh, my mom took them for me.
It was worse. It was like the worst person.
That is the worst.
So now he says, after that, every time he looks at those photos, all he can think is that his mother-in-law is on the other side of the camera and they instantly destroy all the sexiness associated with them.
Oh, my mom took them. How weird.
He wishes he had never asked her that question and just let those glorious, sexy pictures live on.
It ate at him, though. That's the problem with these questions. These questions are things that eat at people.
Yeah.
And you're like, just ask it.
Just go ahead. See what the answers are.
You have the right to ask. I mean, you probably want to know. I get it. You're not going to not ask who took these photos.
So would it?
So she obviously didn't see an issue with it, but he does.
Well, no, especially if it's really like dirty.
I see an issue with it. It's
weird.
If she did some dirty stuff.
She's a woman who asked her mom to do it.
Yeah, right.
So obviously she has no problem with it.
I can't even wrap my mind around what's wrong with her.
I'm going to simulate a diddle, mom. Take the shot.
Or even Chuck, you had,
that's what I'm saying.
You asked the Bricer to take nude photos of you to send to a chick. Like,
He's too shaky.
Just a really bizarre moment in anyone's life.
Hold her steady, boy. Fire up more. Bend over a bit more. Come on, boy.
So what is the question you should have never asked someone? That's what we want to know for the next little bit. The Dave and Chuck lines are 1-855-954-6969. Toll free, 1-855-954-6969. You can text us 46969. Some coming in through text already. I never should have asked my wife to put her finger in my back door.
Oh, no.
That was the day I found out she wanted nothing more than to plow me.
Oh, God.
Rest in peace. Behold.
Well, see, that's his own fault too, though. I think, you got to lay down some severe ground rules, don't you, if you're going to...
Yeah.
Like, that's as far as we'll go?
Yeah. Like, that is... You got to make it known. Like, that is it.
Like, you're one finger Freddy.
Yeah. Where I thought it was going to go is that he had the one finger, and then he realized, guess what I love? Yeah. You know?
That great American challenge.
But, I mean, if it's someone else, like, oh, well...
You open up that door...
Literally,
yes. A conversation and door.
A door has been opened.
It seems one of them will be into it, either the guy or the girl.
Yeah.
This one, the question I should not have asked. I asked my wife if she had ever been double penetrated.
Oh my God, that is a horrible question.
Never ask it.
You would hope that you wouldn't even need to ask that.
You hope that.
Like, oh my God. Your husband wouldn't need to ask you that.
Something gave him a clue.
That's crazy.
Something gave him a clue.
What gave him a clue? What?
Well, this is the thing, though. Devil's threesomes are happening all the time. There's always a girl involved.
And sometimes she gets a boyfriend.
And sometimes she has a boyfriend. Have you had any kind of double? Yeah. Don't ask it.
No. That's all you can think of again, ever.
That goes kind of along with, like, my number one, the question you just can't ask someone is how many people they've been with.
Yeah, you don't want to get that.
Yeah, you're right. And some
people... I don't think that's a... It's who cares?
Well...
Yeah.
I mean, I care when I find out.
You wouldn't care if it was, like, 72?
I think you kind of know what... You know who you're with. I don't know. You just kind of know.
Sometimes you don't.
No, you can tell.
The DP question, I asked that.
You've asked 72. A DP question?
Well, yeah, like, I want to know, I want to make sure I'm not with somebody that's...
asked a girl if she'd been DP'd?
Well, yeah, like, I asked, I was like, you really? Never did anything really
you
freaky.
You asked that?
Yeah, well, he was getting to the freaky bottom of everything.
Yeah, I was getting to, like, and I won't ask all the questions, but I'll be like, you've never by chance had two dicks in you, have you?
Yeah.
And... oftentimes they say no, and then I'm like, really?
Oh, yeah, but boy,
that's
it's
like one.
Be...
That would be a deal breaker to me.
Sure.
If they had two.
Well, that's the thing, and I mean, I get it, like, there's the fear, though, of asking, but I know myself that if I found out that someone went through, like, a time where they were just banging, like, every weekend when they were young, I wouldn't like that.
I think what my point is that you can tell, like, if I'm with a guy, I can tell if he's been a male whore or not.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, it's pretty obvious. It's not like...
I don't think it always is with girls.
And that's...
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, because a lot of girls, like, change. Like, they're like...
I think it's an inappropriate question, though, regardless. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's a tough one to broach.
Yeah. How many people have you been with?
Yeah, I don't ask that one, and I don't care about that one, but I do care if you've been in a threesome with two dudes.
Well, yeah, that one you should care about.
Like, I don't want to find that out after the ring's on.
I got an equal amount of problem with someone who's been with, like, 35 guys.
Yeah.
Than I do if they, you know, if you're with three guys and at one time, two of them happen to be at the same time. That sucks, but equally being with 30 guys, it's pretty bad.
Once that the 30 mark is bad.
Oh, I think my numbers are.
Mine's lower than that.
Mine's so low.
Maybe I'm just old fashioned.
Yeah, me too. I think I really am in that regard.
Yeah. You know, that's come up quite a bit in text messages. People saying that they regret asking the number, how many people they slept with, because the answer they did not enjoy.
It's hard to enjoy any answer to that, really.
I guess. What's the question you should have never asked someone? That's what we want to know right now. 1-855-954-6969. You can join us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Mike from Boston, you had a comment?
Yeah, I just a comment on the having somebody take the pictures. My wife got those pictures done, the racy ones, and I don't care if her mother or grandmother took the pictures. It's not going to make me think any different about them.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to love them anyway.
Yep.
You are, you're different than most of us then.
I think some people might be more okay with her mom taking them than like we were talking about a creepy photographer.
Like a creepy photo guy.
Or like,
that's
like so
weird.
Her, you know, work
boyfriend. Yeah, it's, I get
work
that.
Boyfriend
okay,
would
I get
be the worst.
The initial thought process there, but then you think, it's her mom has seen her like that. And I don't know.
Seems like you just go to a female photographer.
Yeah, like a professional.
Mm-hmm. Or a super hot lesbian friend. Yeah, let's go next.
That's ideal.
What would you like to see? Hot lesbian friend.
What's the question you should never have asked someone? This person said some guy was acting kind of dumb during a conversation. So I said, what are you, autistic?
Oh, no. God, no.
He actually was.
Oh, my.
And I
my
know.
Goodness.
I felt like an ass.
Yep. Oh. Can't say anything like that.
Dave with us next. Hi, Dave.
What's going on?
We're good, man. It's the question you should have never asked.
It was the same one everybody seems to be asking. How many partners? I could never really get an answer out of her, so now it kind of creeps me out. Mm. All I get is the number. The number's not as high as you think. I'm like, well, that doesn't give me a warm, fuzzy feeling. Before I put the ring on
I'm telling you, man.
Neither will the answer.
So what's your number, Dave?
My number?
Yeah.
Oh, I think 11, maybe 10.
Yeah. Okay.
Not that high. I was married for a long time, but I mean, she's a great person, so I'm either going to have to eat it or get the number before the 90 days are up, and I'll have to bring the ring back.
Yeah. You may not want to know. You may not want to know.
No, the number thing is a slippery slope.
The thing is, though, like, I know it's weird, but I think I do want to know.
You want to know?
I do. I want to know who I'm dealing with. I want to know.
Usually,
who
like the
I'm
younger the
with.
Person has gotten married, and the longer the person's been with, you know, one person, then you kind of know, you know.
I know that makes sense, but then if you were to like find out like someone was with someone for a real long time, you think, okay, I'm good. I can, you know, it won't be that high. And then they're like 37. That's like, wait a second. That means you banged 36 dudes.
I don't think anyone will tell you that they were with 37 people.
I don't think so
either. I think
either,
they'll lie.
But,
they'll always go in half or like, oh, it's only been.
Yeah,
like,
they always say there's that
nine.
Math, the math of how many they slept with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Someone said, worst question asked, did you finish two?
Oh, well.
You may not be happy with that answer, that's for sure. This one is in a text. I wish I'd never asked my ex-girlfriend if she was a prostitute.
Oh, my God.
Found out she was still doing it.
Yes, I am, and currently still up to my old tricks.
Here's the thing, though. If there's some part of your brain going, you know what? I swear to God, I think my girlfriend might be a prostitute. I think it's an okay question to ask. You're not going to like the answer when she says yes, but you have to ask that question if you think that someone you're with is a prostitute.
Yeah, if those are the clues you're getting.
Oh, you know what
God,
I mean?
I can't imagine being in a position where I thought someone was a prostitute.
Are you a prostitute?
Are you a whore?
Listen.
For money?
You've been leaving like at 11 o'clock at night for about 2 hours all the time.
You're always
in a skirt.
Sticky.
Andy.
You jump right in the shower when you come home.
Yeah.
Are you a prostitute?
Are you cleaning off other men?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Right now on Dave and Chuck the Freak, the question is, what's the question you never should have asked someone because the answer was not good? 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number to reach us. This one came in through text. I asked my wife why all the sex toys she seems to buy are of a certain double-digit length.
Holy Christ.
She replied almost as if she didn't realize I could hear her. Well, you get what you don't have.
God damn.
All I could think was, well, good burn, but ouch.
Yeah.
Ugh, bleeding out. I'm bleeding out.
And it's over.
That's mean.
That's, that would be a deal breaker to me if I found double digit things.
Really?
I'd be like, what? I am useless.
No, I get it. I mean, I get it. I never thought like a girl would have to really like to think about what they actually want to get.
Mm-hmm.
Because like maybe in their mind they want the 10, mm-hmm. but they're like, yeah, but what if someone finds it? I better just get the
right.
Well, normal.
Just keep those secrets.
Yeah.
You know. As soon as I find something I can use as a baseball bat, I'm out.
Dwayne from Ferndale. Hi, Dwayne.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Balls, penis.
Balls.
Question you never should have asked someone.
a little while ago at work, a guy come in all in a suit and everything, and I come walking up. And I was like, hey, you know, what'd the judge say? And he turned around and looked at me real somber and said, it was my uncle's funeral. And I felt about a half inch tall.
Oh,
I just felt terrible. Like, you know, what an idiot.
God, I've been a victim of this. The question I never should have asked. So many callers, I've asked a question I never should have asked.
Oh, my God,
the worst one, I think, we quoted it for years, was, where's Grandpa now?
Yeah, where's Grandpa now?
This person told a great fun-filled story of their grandpa, and I was like, oh, where's Grandpa now?
Oh, Grandpa sadly died just a short time ago.
We were like, oh, my God, you just took that whole...
I know, it changed the great fun topic. It just killed it.
And he does it. Dave does this all the time. He takes it one question too far.
Because I don't think ahead of, oh, how could this go wrong? I just think, oh, what's Grandpa doing now? What's Grandpa up to?
He can't avoid that newsman part of himself.
No, he can't. There was like a guy who called in about his girlfriend. And you're like, oh, she had like a drug. She was on a bit of drugs or whatever. And he's like, so whatever came of her? Oh, she's dead.
Yeah, he always wants to know what happened to people.
Yeah, he gets to the bottom of it.
It's the news guy in me. I'm probing questions remain.
Yeah.
And they sometimes are devastating.
Yeah.
What's the question you never should have asked someone? Anonymous. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
All right, so this gets into anatomical information here, but maybe there's some other guys like it, but I have a curve in my penis.
Yes.
It goes to the left.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I was with a lady, and I asked her, so does that really bother you at all? And, of course, she kind of just stared at me and I just thought, well, that was a stupid question to ask, so I'll never ask that again. It's just general comment, asking any kind of question about if you're the best someone's ever had, or am I big enough for you? You're just setting yourself up for, you know, a pitfall.
Yeah,
absolutely are.
If you question it, you already know the answer.
Right. I already know the answer.
So if you're asking it, you should expect that in return. But when you actually hear someone say it, that's totally different. Like this guy on a text, he said, I asked my wife how big her ex's donger was.
Oh, my God. Why in the world would you do that?
No.
Huge.
Don't ask that.
It's always huge. The second you ask it, it's huge.
Come on, guys. Why? I can't even imagine. You don't want to know. You don't want to know.
She answered.
He must have, because he's not happy with the answer.
Yeah.
Nine and a half.
And ladies, don't answer that.
Nine.
Nine and a half.
Allie from New Hampshire, tell us the question you never should have asked someone.
So I asked my boyfriend at the time if he was still in contact with or friends with someone he's fucked with before. And he said, yeah, you know, our mutual friend, that's his best friend's sister. And she's at like every gathering and every party. And that's all I ever think about when she's in the same room with us.
Oh, so you didn't know that he had done anything with her?
No, I didn't until I asked if he like... Yeah. Yep. So I was like, yeah, anyone you still talk to that you hooked up with before? Yeah, the girl that's at every party, my best friend's sister. I'm like,
Ooh, that's
at least you know, though.
Yeah, I figured it out. Bill from Detroit. Question you should never have asked someone.
Ripcord. I was dating her for a while, and I had inside information, and I asked her if she had herpes. And the reason I did is because I had these bumps inside my mouth, and it turned out, I went to the doctor, I found out that I was allergic to the little tube of toothpaste that the dentist had given me at my checkup.
Oh my God. You blamed her for the mouth herp.
But he had some insiders.
So she was pissed.
Yes, she was pissed. That was probably the beginning to the end, for sure.
Yeah, that'll do it. If you accuse someone of having an STD, and they are highly offended by that. I mean, it's responsible to ask in certain situations, I guess, but it can also lead to your demise.
I think you have to ask the second you got something going on.
Right.
You know.
This in a text. Never ask someone in a wheelchair what happened to them, how they ended up in a wheelchair.
Oh, man.
Yep. Nope. Who does that? Why would you? The answer is not going to be great. There's never going to be a, whoa, okay, cool.
No, neat story.
No, usually I think it's like, I guess when you ask that, you're hoping for the... I was born this way, and this is just all I've ever known. You don't want to hear a tragic tale, like I was skiing and I hit a tree and a branch severed my... Like, you know, there's no good...
That's what I'm saying. There's no good. Even if they were born that way, it's not great.
Yeah, no.
People obviously move on and can conquer life and are fine, but still there's tragedy that led them to that chair 99% of the time. Craig from Rockwood, tell us about the question you never should have asked.
How's she going, eh?
I was
at a funeral up UP. Went back, one of my best friends from high school's mother passed away, and we're standing around in a circle at the funeral home. One of the other guys that we hung out in high school with walks up, and he just got there, and he'd asked the question, not myself. And he looked at my buddy Ken and says, "Hey, how's your mom doing?" Well, we were there at her funeral.
Oh, and,
we all just looked
goodness.
At him like,
my
are you
God.
Kidding me?
Oh, my
hey,
God.
Ken, without missing a beat. Without missing a beat, he looks over the box and says, "Well, she's still dead."
Oh my goodness.
That's a horrible situation.
My goodness, that's
awful. I mean, funerals are the most awkward things on the planet as it is, without someone asking about the dead person.
Funerals are a no question zone.
Mm-hmm. You know, another one that just hit me, and it happened at one of one of the golf things I was at. One of the, like a ranger or whatever, was going around, and, you know, drinks are being had on the course, and this guy gets offered one, and he's like, no, I'm good. I don't drink anymore. And one of the worst questions you can ask someone is, why'd you stop drinking? Why'd you stop drinking? Because someone asked that, and it was a terrible tale. Terrible.
So they told the tale?
Told the tale.
They did.
Couldn't wait to tell the tale. And I was like, oh, God. Like, oh, no. You just don't ask that. When someone's like, oh, I don't drink anymore, you go, okay.
Yeah.
That's it. You go, okay.
You just let it lie.
Mm-hmm. Let it lie.
Because I've always been the none of my business.
Yeah.
Some people want to make conversation. And like I said, he had no problem. He was like, well, all these people I killed and this and that and all. And it was wow.
I find the person that would ask that to somebody who said they're not drinking is dumb.
Well.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
They don't read the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They're socially awkward or something. Let's head on to Kyle. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Good. How are you guys? Disco police.
Disco police? What's the question you never should have asked someone?
You're under arrest.
Yeah. Pull over.
So I was at my previous job working at the register, and a guy came up to the register, and he had crutches and a cast on a leg. So just to be smart, I said, how badly did you mess up the other guy? And he just gave me this really somber look and said that he wasn't in a fight. He had MS.
Awkward.
It's just honestly, when I encounter anyone, it's like nothing is different about, you know, like when Dave in the parking lot with that one guy. Mm-hmm. What's up with you? Okay. What happened to you?
I shouldn't. But I thought it was someone different.
Doesn't matter.
From afar.
Right.
I didn't realize it was someone who actually was physically challenged.
Yeah.
That was the perfect.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, don't ask a physically challenged guy what's wrong with them. I learned my lesson.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? Oh, boy. Dave.
Dave. I know. I asked my longtime boyfriend what he thought about women who put out on the first date. He said, I think they're whores. Then I slept with him on the first date.
Boy.
Seemed to work out for her.
It's weird because I think that, like, guys will say that.
Because they don't want them to think that they want it. And, they don't want them to think they're whorish.
Right.
And now,
I feel like you get
Boston.
A whore vibe from somebody or you don't.
Hey, Anonymous, there's a question you wish you had never been asked. Is that right?
Strong whore vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Anonymous.
Hello?
Hi, yeah, go ahead.
Hey, penis balls.
Penis.
It's the other way around. I wish my ex-boyfriend now would not have asked me. I want to go back to that topic you had, like, with how many girls or boys you slept. And he kept asking me. We were together for around a year, and he kept asking me. I never responded to it.
Just to back up. He wanted to know how many people you had slept with. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. But I never said anything to him because to me it doesn't really matter. If you love a person, you love the person. But he kept asking. Once we were out, we were in Nashville on vacation, we were out, we both had a couple of beers, and he kept asking, and he asked me, and that night, I'm like, okay, well, I'm an honest person. If you really want to know, you asked me since so many months now, I told him. And since then, it bothered him so much that he broke up with me.
Yep. No. I mean, it's a chance you take.
Can we ask you, Anonymous, what that number was?
It's been 27.
Okay. And that's legitimate? You're not, it's not higher. You're not lowering it for us.
It was a stupid time. I was younger, and to me, it doesn't really matter. If you love a person, you're together with that person, and the number should not really matter.
Right. No. And I agree with her.
You do? Mm-hmm. You didn't that agree a little bit ago.
Well, because what I would try and do is get the number before I love you.
After you loved them? Would it?
After you love somebody, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You love them. What are you going to do? You're going to leave
them?
A
lot of people love them.
But I mean, it's tough.
A lot of people
love them. They were just...
A lot of people loved all over them.
They were just willing. They were super willing. Mm-hmm. You know? And I get it. You were young. You did some crazy stuff when you were young. I get it. And it's like we were all young once.
Put up with, you know, he went like 27 as a number.
Yeah, it's high.
It's a high number.
High. Bobby,
I think it's not so high anymore, is it?
No,
probably not.
Yeah, we're old fashioned. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, how's it going? So I was in high school, made out this girl at a party, and next thing I know, I'm getting the cold shoulder from her. She won't even talk to me in the hallways at school or anything. And a couple days later, I got fed up with it. I go to her, I asked her, I was like, so what's going on? Why won't you even talk to me anymore? She said, well, I was talking to my mom about you, and I found out that your dad and my mom used to date, and she doesn't exactly know if it was her husband or my dad that was her father.
Oh, my God, what a thing to be.
Sweet Jesus. No-ish. You should be happy, you know.
Noish.
What language is that? You were Croatian for a second. Kazakhstan Dave.
Nice.
You're glad you know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Yeah, okay, but so we've talked before here about apparently we work with some animals.
Yeah.
Oh.
Here's what happened, you guys, and we don't really, I don't know.
Is this why we got that big email?
Yes.
Oh. I saw that email when we were traveling.
You got the scoop?
The
scoop on the poop.
It's a scoop.
It's a poop scoop.
I don't know.
Poop scoop riot.
People, what did you do?
We get this email from, I don't want to get in trouble, but so someone in the building. Everyone got it, so everyone knows who it is here in the work, I guess. So Sherry, who's our engineer.
Yeah. Things fall to her, you know? They're right. Like, listen, something's wrong. Tell everyone how to do things.
As someone said the other day, when you sign up to be an engineer, you don't think you're going to have to deal with poop disasters.
Right.
No, she's had to deal with a few, I think.
Yeah.
Through the years.
She has had enough. And so she sent out an email to the staff in this building.
Yes.
And this is what it said. Would like to remind everyone of bathroom etiquette. Wash your hands to prevent the spread of colds and the flu. And it's just gross if you don't. Mm. Number two. Make sure the toilet flushes before you leave the stall.
Yeah.
Yes, they are automatic flushers, but the batteries do die sometimes. Please notify engineering. We'll replace the batteries if that's an issue. Number three, instead of hovering or using toilet paper to cover the seat, please use the seat protectors provided. They are designed to be flushed down when the toilet flushes. Too many times, toilet paper is left on the seat when it's used in this fashion. Mm. Number four, if you drop something on the floor, please pick it up. What are you dropping?
Well, a couple
well, like
things.
The toilet paper yeah, thing. Remember, that was an issue were, before.
Some people,
they wipe
and miss then, the toilet.
Yeah, they wipe and just like willy-nilly.
Yeah,
wipe and toss. Understand.
Dude, the crazy thing is, it's like we work with like adults. This is crazy.
Yeah.
No, and that leads to the next one. Every stall is supplied with a plunger. Please use it if necessary. You wouldn't call a plumber at home if you plug the toilet, so please try and unclog it first before you call engineering.
Yeah.
So people are like, oh, I pooped, blocked up the toilet.
Mm. Well, no, what they're doing, like, I'm going to be honest with you.
If you're blocking it up and I come in and I'm like, oh, Sherry, yeah. someone,
nobody,
that's
nobody
what it
did.
Is.
Yeah, I did it,
and I leave. Mm. And then you come in and you're like, oh, my God. You know, how many times have you walked in and you've been like, oh, my God. Like, yeah. It's never really, you always discover things in the bathroom, generally.
People yeah. are you know. Animals, man.
Like, this one is always not flushed all the way. Well, not always, but every once in a while you walk in there and someone's left half a deuce in there.
Somebody left some splatter in there last week. I was trying
to pee
it off the side of the bowl.
Yeah.
Just ignore it.
Oh, my God. It was like
concrete. I know. Yeah. I came out of the bathroom or whatever, and I was like, hey, listen, Lisa. I went right up to them. I'm like, Lisa.
Oh. I already knew. I think I saw
just so
it
you know, there's like a thing in there, and the truth is, I'm not going to scrub off someone else's mess.
Mm-mm.
If I made the mess, I would scrub it off.
Where this is, too, where that was, that means the person suffers from a very rare medical condition where their butthole's reversed and it shoots up somehow.
I think it blasted and hit like a comet hitting the earth and just exploded
Oof!
Up. It was like a concrete poop nugget.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you don't work in a lot of places gross. Where people have to be told how to use the bathroom.
No, and there's two more things here that they say. There's two more. She goes on to say in this email that went out to the entire staff of this radio building.
Good.
Accidents happen. If you make a mess, please clean it up. Come to engineering and we'll give you the cleaning supplies you need. It is not our responsibility to clean up other people's bodily fluids.
No.
And finally, there are shared bathrooms. Please keep your fellow coworkers in mind when using them.
It's sad.
I got a little more information out of her, but I don't know if I can share it.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that off
the air. I wanted to tell her today just to dream about Cabo.
If you go into Sherry's office, like her, she's got a TV set up that just shows the island and a beach.
Oh, there
and
you
like,
go.
And there's like water coming in. I think that calms her.
Yes.
Oh, she gets it.
Because
she,
it's a brutal.
She says, I'll say, I won't give any more details, was about to lose my crap. People are disgusting.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, you don't expect it.
Come on.
You shouldn't have to tell people.
Have
this.
Some common decency. I understand if you've had an embarrassing moment in a work bathroom, maybe you just flee. But you can't leave that on someone else. You can't. You have to take care of it.
I just truly don't even think it's like that. I think that people just don't even pay attention.
They just are finish and leave.
Not my problem.
Because I do think that half the time when something is on the ground, it's actually still been stuck to them.
Mm-hmm.
And like they get up and it falls off as they're like pulling their pants up or...
It's crazy.
Because how do you get poopy toilet paper like off to the side on the ground?
I've never seen it in my life. I don't know how you could do that. How could you not get toilet paper... Not in the bowl.
That's what I'm saying. It has to have stuck to your butt cheek somehow.
What are the odds of that?
Recreating some of these incidents is impossible.
Mm.
And it's just like, it's worse than a truck stop bathroom sometimes. Isn't
it? Yeah.
So what happened is someone went in and the toilet was covered in poop.
Jesus.
What?
The toilet was covered in poop.
Like the seat
they hovered.
Covered?
They hovered and exploded.
And then left it.
Come on.
They didn't even attempt to clean it up with paper towels or anything. I mean, you can easily clean that up.
Ladies' bathroom, by the way.
Damn it, ladies. Who did that? Ladies' bathroom.
You got that right, Lise. Yeah. We're not hovering.
We're not going to call it the ladies' bathroom.
No, yeah, the animals.
The animals.
Yeah,
what
the animals
is wrong
bathroom.
With you?
I can't hover. My legs will go out.
I just started
sitting down.
First what kind of quad strength do you think I got?
Yeah. Don't hover.
Yeah.
No.
Sit your ass down on the toilet.
Yes. Right.
And especially, second of all, if you have an incident, clean it up.
Well, yeah, don't leave it. What the hell? It must have been. The only thing I can think is that the incident was so severe, and obviously it sounds so severe, that someone just went into full-on panic mode and ran.
You don't run.
You should never run.
Like the most reasonable person. Like, it's not
I would
like,
never, like, honestly.
I love this hashtag, stand with Sherry.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now.
We stand with Sherry.
Yes, we do.
There's been a couple times, you know, you're doing a job and then someone is like, hey, by the way, go shovel the snow. And you're like, you know what? I might just quit right now on this very second.
There's so many people
go
that
clean
say,
a poopy toilet. That might be my last day.
Oh, that would be mine. And it's not, it should not be someone else's responsibility. I don't care what level they are at the building. No one should have to clean up anyone else's bowel movement.
No.
That's up to you. That's up to you. Someone said, like, basically people deal with this at their work, too. All these people. Same thing at my place. No one knows how to do it. People
this is girls, though. But
was
it's
it
all
in the downstairs ladies'
yes,
bathroom?
Yes, down here.
Oh, my God.
Because I don't care what kind of incident you had. So even if you're sick or something, you still take the time to clean it up.
Of course. Absolutely.
You just walk out of the stall, grab some paper towel. I mean, you need to disinfect.
It's super
well, easy. And do an
maybe you're embarrassed
cleanup?
To ask for yeah, disinfecting.
But that's
but
what
at
it
least
is.
Do the initial stuff.
Maybe they should just leave cleaning supplies out in the open in there so that they.
I was thinking about that, like almost like a do not use sign that you could like buy some time with or.
But there's no like recourse because it's such a sensitive private thing.
Right.
You know, there's no recourse for anybody to do other than hope to God that. The animal that did that, it feels bad and because of that email, but they probably don't.
We at least have like disinfecting wipes around. We, you know, you could go back, bring some secretly, you know, there's so many there's things million, that you can do.
There's a million ways to not cover a toilet in feces.
Yes.
A million. The number one way is to sit your ass down.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
It's sit your sit ass down.
What it's are you okay. worried about getting?
Like, it's okay. It's your ass isn't going to catch anything.
Yeah, we should be worried about getting something from you, you poop hoverer.
Yeah, well, the poop will give you stuff, but you know what doesn't is like MythBusters looked at toilet seats. People's ass cheeks don't carry disease.
No,
so there's like they say that those covers even are like pointless. Like people are just it's just because people's
toilet.
Minds are messed up.
Yeah.
And it was right after the employee potluck lunch in this
morning. We tend to steer clear of that. Oh, James is dying. James is almost dying. He almost came around.
It's my biggest fear about going to potluck.
It explains everything.
Starting to come.
Diarrhea.
Yeah. Starting to get starting to get crystal clear. We're tuning it in. It's coming into focus.
It's all coming into focus.
It's coming into focus.
That was a good hearty Lisa Belly laugh, that one. Just did it. Yeah.
Diarrhea.
Oh, God, it don't feel so good.
Got the bubbly gas. Potluck diarrhea.
Your stomach sounds like a whale.
The sound of a
Sherry said, listen, I've had a good embarrassed person come to me and say, hey, listen, unplug the toilet and I can't get it unplugged. She says, I respect that. So I dealt with that. I'll never name them. But not telling me wants to cut someone. Yeah.
Listen, I broke a toilet right off a wall.
Yeah,
you did. It's so true. I broke a toilet off a wall. I had to be like, Sherry, I broke a toilet off the wall today.
But so Sherry had to plunge the person.
No, it wasn't
like,
just plunge.
At least just
it was
like say, hey, could you just leave the plunger in there and I'll take care of it.
The
but
outside
it was all over the
too.
Seat.
No, I'm talking about this, what he just
said. Yes. This is the one where they came to her. To say that they couldn't get it unplugged.
Don't you think that this should end the potluck thing? Like the diarrhea on the toilet and all over the toilet
That's
seat.
The day the potluck died.
Like, we're
the
having another potluck.
The potluck died. And they were singing poop everywhere in the John.
It's hard to make that a happy time when
you're my is diarrhea, guy.
Oh.
Walked into the bathroom
and I almost died.
This will be the day potluck dies. This will be the day potluck dies.
It'll never die. It'll never die. There's too many people into it.
We'll wait till Superpalooza.
No,
that was Lisa. That was Lisa made that noise. That's Lisa.
Nice work, Lisa.
Employee potluck noise.
I looked over at my car. Mid fart noise.
Oh, man.
That was amazing.
Oh. No, the plans for next week's Thanksgiving potluck still stand. Even after.
Is there a Thanksgiving
nothing
potluck?
Take it. Diarrhea palooza.
Oh, my God.
That hit someone quick, huh?
Well.
That really hits, quick. That they had to someone. Run in there. They yeah, ate and they had to run in. And
quick.
I just pictured it. I just pictured somebody like, gobble, 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 gobble.
They were so happy.
I bet it was everywhere. God bless.
Can you imagine, God like, bless. During the potluck, they're like, this is so good. Or yeah. Whatever.
Get me,
like,
get me in my
They got the paint.
They do the wash.
And the stall looks like somebody who's taking target practice with a shot, a putting my shotgun.
Yep.
Liquefied your insides.
Liquefy your insides. At our potlucks.
I find the virgin is like a dove. I'm not saying on air, but I'm pointing my finger at one particular dish.
You knew what the dish was? How do you know what the dishes are?
I'm just going to say I'm pointing at one.
I don't know I don't know anything about the
potluck. Well, okay, here's the thing. There's one dish that rises above, and I would say that everyone would have diarrhea if it was that dish.
Yeah. Like,
so that one's clear.
Maybe other
me.
People could control their diarrhea.
Yeah. Some people have diarrhea control.
Maybe they actually sat their butts on the toilet and made it in there.
You're right.
But if everyone had diarrhea.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This place.
The
if there was an outline.
Every stall was filled with people.
An
like,
outbreak of
yeah,
diarrhea.
Yeah, like if we had,
outbreak.
What is that, the Norwalk?
Oh, yes. The Nora.
The Nora.
Nora.
The Norvirus.
Yeah.
Nora.
What is it?
Nora.
Norwalk. Norwalk.
It's
the Norvirus.
I thought it was the norovirus.
No. It was a Norwalk.
It's Norwalk?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. It doesn't know.
There's whatever, there is
a... Everybody on the hands and There is the norovirus.
Oh, the noro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Norwalk, I believe, is the cause the gastroenteritis, which is
right.
Also known
which is
as
what they get.
Stomach flu.
They can get either one on those cruise ships, I think, and it's never good. But if the potluck causes some form of mass diarrhea.
That's terrible.
Dude, have you ever seen Requiem for a Dream?
Oh, yeah.
If everybody had diarrhea here, that music would play.
Yeah, I know.
That
I know.
Tense, like emotionally driven.
Yeah, that's the perfect setting. If that happened here,
oh no, we've been
during a potluck, it would sound like this here at work.
Oh.
Heard some good potluck stuff. Hey, I tell you what, this cheese dip with these.
Oh my God. It's so good. I'm gonna go back for another bowl.
Got a pain in my stomach.
I think I should get some more. Maybe that'll calm it down.
I can't tell if I'm hungry or if
I've dropped my chili spoon. My burger.
Everybody, get out of my way! Everybody, get out of my way!
My belly's got a big old egg in it.
The stalls are full.
Everybody's
the stalls are full.
Diarrhea.
Yeah.
You're listening to the radio station Potluck.
Diarrhea. 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 No. Everybody hate it.
Oh, goodness. Someone said Sherry should have just turned around and said, I don't do that. God bless.
Yeah,
God
yeah, don't bless. Do that. God bless. You just put a big sign on the door that says, God bless. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love the Requiem for a Dream theme with diarrhea in it. So everyone's had similar incidents at their work, unfortunately. This guy said, I worked at a Walmart, went into the men's bathroom, discovered a giant pair of size 60 underwear on the floor. Size 60.
60? Yeah. Like the waist?
Yes. Yeah. What did you think it was?
I didn't know.
Because he's never even heard of size 60.
It went that high.
I'm fat. I'm fat as it gets. I'm not. And I'm like not even near a 60.
No.
60.
I'm looking for your finest underwear in a size 87.
Ain't got anything in a size 60 plus.
Size 60's got to be custom made, right?
I would assume.
Custom shop.
I would assume.
You gotta go. Right there. It goes up to size 60 is the biggest you can get. That's a 10XL.
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 That's like a tent you cut some leg holes in.
I can sail a ship with my briefs.
Exactly.
My briefs will catch enough wind to sail us a ship.
They would have taken up the whole floor. There was a full load of poop in the size 60s.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Gross.
Was it an elephant? My God.
I don't know. 10X.
See, this is a nice person. They said, I had an unfortunate incident at a Menards before. I had to clean myself up, but I did request cleaning supplies to clean up my own aftermath.
That's
can I tell you?
But you'll never see those people again, right?
No.
Or you didn't work there. He was just a customer there.
Exactly. I assume he was a customer.
So it's good. You could just saving big get money out. When you work with people, and then you've got to be like, it's embarrassing, but...
It is, but you're a decent human being. You're a decent... Clean up your stuff.
I just can't even...
You know
I wouldn't risk it. I just wouldn't risk... The hover so that I would have to. So it's so hard to put myself in.
It's crazy.
In that scenario.
It's crazy to know that you had diarrhea all over the outside of a toilet. And then instead of being like, I better take care of this, you look back and you raise an eyebrow and give it a smile. And you're like,
just get out of there,
problem.
Huh?
Yeah.
Just get out of there.
Jason has a comment here. Jason, good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Penis and balls.
Penis.
I work in a building that's been around for a little while in a downtown area, and it's old plumbing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So from time to time, I'll go in the bathroom, and first off, it looks like stucco walls in like southwestern homes.
No.
It's so speckled. It's horrible.
Oh,
I just use like a forceful blast of pee to like wash it down most of the time.
Oh my god!
All do our part.
We've done it.
We've all done our part. We all tried to get those poop nuggets off, but sometimes you can't. Sometimes they're just stuck there.
So the TV was on the other day, and I was in the kitchen with Stella, and. That commercial came on, and then it was like, upset someone and went to diarrhea. I sang it. Stella's like, what's your problem? Why did you just sing diarrhea?
That's funny.
I said, Stella, it's in the commercial.
She would love that song.
Wow, we have a CO2-powered toilet plunger at our offices for these
types. CO2-powered?
Well, have you ever seen those things?
No.
You put it over top. It covers the entire, like, toilet. So, like, you push it down and it becomes a seal, and then you, like, hit a button and it blasts air down into the toilet. It'll blow anything loose, but you better know what you're doing.
Dude.
We need some around here.
Oh, those things are intense.
That's like the nuclear option, man.
Yes, it is.
I've never even heard of that.
No,
and
but
the greens are...
It's like depth charge going off.
We're a pooping bunch.
Yeah.
We never had that. We just have
a regular old plunger.
You go in there and you just plunge it like you're slaying a dragon, and then it always works.
There it is.
Jesus.
Super plunge. See, the one I'm talking about is like, you see the one that looks like a pump?
Super
plunge.
Like this?
No, like see the one that's like got a pump on the top? Oh, so you pump it and then poof.
Oh, that's serious.
You gotta like pump it and run, huh?
Yeah.
My goodness.
This you got to watch a video of
what
it.
Is Jesus. America doing to its bowels?
We needed to design super-powered plungers. Super plunge!
That's how huge our craps are getting.
This is a pretty good invention.
Whoa! Oh, my God!
Whoa, test balls!
Oh, the CO2 yes. gas that pressure is... easily unclogs sink or toilet.
Here it comes.
Ready, wow. set, fire!
Super plunge!
Prepare to plunge!
Prepare to plunge!
Bam! Yeah, that one is actually, it's much, like, smaller and sort of, like, a cuter design than anything yeah. I've seen. But it, look at that.
Oh, my God, that was, like, it was jammed full of, like, dude, silly putty or something.
Yeah.
If you poop tennis balls, that thing will shoot them.
If you poop a whole tennis ball, it'll shoot
exactly.
it down into the
it'll
sewers.
Fire it. It'll fire it.
Oh, my God.
John, you had a comment. Good morning, man.
Yeah, I'm hearing that, well, I'm not larger than normal human. Well, I don't know what you call normal, but larger.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm hearing like Titan Elite was the one toilet of choice.
This is what you're hearing, like on the street. Is if
so
you're a
like
big
amongst
person.
Like the like
yeah,
chubby
like
crowds.
A guy that actually got one because he was like, I guess you know I can tell he's the one he uses the seat on the
Look
end.
At that.
Oh my God,
the Titan Elite.
Because he don't want to break any more toilets than the one he did because he's got the seat broken on the one on the end. So I think that's one that you know
oh my God.
He's using.
Okay. Oh, the Titan Elite.
Wow, I so will say this.
Wow, that is, I mean, that's sad and amazing at the same time that you have to get, you're so big, you got to get a big person
Titan
toilet.
Elite, but that's amazing. But I will say this. So I had a smaller bathroom redone, mm-hmm. and one of my like Italian buddies, like a builder, he was like, you think about the toilet yet? And I'm like, no. He goes, please, let me choose? And I'm like, yeah, like whatever. And he was like, he got one. He's like, you can flush. I don't give me a T-shirt. We'll flush it down. Like it'll flush anything
it's
down.
Powerful.
Anything.
You need a powerful flush.
Nothing will get jammed in it ever. He was like, it's impossible.
He's like, look, this is a barbarian.
Exactly. He's like, go get some. What do you got? A whole roll of toilet paper.
Put battle it in. Axes. Entire shoes.
So
boots. It's a good friend looking out for you.
Yeah. No. It was.
Your
but it's funny that we have these toilets that just easily get. You know, mm-hmm. you put like a couple pieces too many toilet paper in there, and then you're in for it.
Yeah, you don't.
Then you got to buy a CO2 charged.
Look at the Titan Elite.
The Titan Elite. It's built to withhold your biggest buttholes.
It doesn't look like it has enough water in that tank, does it? Like I want a giant tank. I know it's not for the environment.
During the search, I noticed they make toilets for taller people too, which is what I go into some toilets sometimes, and it feels like I'm falling.
Well,
into a hole. They're so
a lot of
the
higher ones are for elderly people.
Well, I'm gonna need them,
yeah,
because I'm tall and will be elderly.
Yes,
I'm glad that they're not all tall because that would suck to have your feet just dangling.
Yeah,
off of the.
Off the end of it.
When your feet are dangling off the toilet.
Yeah. So hopefully you guys, since this email went out and shamed our coworkers who are leaving disasters in the bathroom, hopefully it'll end, right?
No.
Well,
it's not
gonna, hope so.
It's not gonna
I mean,
end.
We have cameras. They'll eventually have to narrow it down and say, listen, we know what you're doing. I know what you did in there. You can't do that
anymore. This was one incident in there.
I know what you did last potluck.
Last potluck.
Yeah, so
sad
please.
Times.
Hopefully that person hears this and will.
Man, how cool would you have to play it knowing that you're leaving the bathroom? It's going to be on video.
You almost got to be like a sociopath or something.
The
be able
smell
to talk
must
to
have
people.
Been terrible.
Oh my God, Lise, you can't even imagine. Because number one is how.
Yuck.
You have to, like, you're going about your day and you know.
You know you,
you
did.
Know.
You know. No, your whole life.
You know in your chest of secrets what you got?
Yeah, it's bad. And you can't
know
do that.
What you did last potluck.
You're going to leave a coworker there to clean up your ass disaster. Mm. That's just not cool.
Requiem for a diarrhea.
Be pleasant to your other coworkers. Mm. Don't leave them to deal
Respect.
With your
Think
ass mess.
Ass mess.
Your ass mess is your own.
Yeah. Poor Sherry. My God.
I know.
My God.
Poor everyone. That
what
has
she
to deal
puts
with
up with.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.